有荣耀的生命。哦，我们谢谢你，是的，像我们这般的人，我们本来主，我们本来是远离主，但是你却定义主在耶稣基督里面，你拣选我们，主，因为你要将你那美丽荣耀的生命，主能够坐在我们身上。哦，我们谢谢你，是的，借着十架，主你让我们看到我们自己的败坏，主，但是也借着十架，主我们看到主你所为我们所预备那个荣耀的道路。我们谢谢你，主，实在是借着这样一点的时间，主你再来，主啊，开我们的心眼，主，实在是让我们看到除你以外主又有什么良善，除你以外主又有什么主可以吸引我们。我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名，我们将时间来交给弟兄。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很多人说他们很喜欢我们的录音带，也很喜欢我们教会的翻译啊。
And many have said they enjoyed our audio tapes and as well as our interpretation.
有人曾经问过我说我为什么讲话这么快，有时候不等他翻译我就讲话了。
And some had asked me how come I speak so fast that I didn't wait for my interpreter.
我想我在回答这个问题以前呢，我需要先讲一个小小的笑话。
And before I reply this, give the answer to this, I must tell a joke first.
从前有一个年轻的姊妹呢，她搬到一个新的地方去。
And there was a young sister before she, and she moved to a new place.
她的身体不是很好，她坐车的时候常常会晕车。
And she often get car sick because she was not well physically.
所以晕车的人都知道坐在车上不能东张西望，要看着前面，看着远处。
And those who often get car sick know that they cannot look around, but they have to concentrate looking forward.
所以当他搬到一个新的地方去的时候，有一天教会安排了一个年轻的弟兄去接他，给他 ride 到教会来。
So when she moved to a new place, the church has arranged a young brother to pick her up to church.
那天这个姊妹上了车以后，
So on that day when the sister got in the car,
这个弟兄非常亲切地回头问他说怎么样，一切还好吗？搬来都很适应吗？
And the brother quite warmly had asked the sister when he turned around and said, How are you doing when after you moved here?
没有想到当这个弟兄很亲切地跟这个姊妹讲话的时候，
And when he was very warm and showing his compassion to the sister,
他就注意到这个年轻的姊妹两个眼睛瞪着前面，一点都没有笑。
And he just noticed the young sister was just very seriously looking forward and without a smile.
然后这个年轻的姊妹讲了一句话。
And then she said,
她说对不起，我不能看你。
And she said, I'm sorry, I can't look at you.
因为我一看你我就恶心，甚至想吐。
Because when I look at you, and my stomach will turn and I want to throw out.
所以问题不是出在那个弟兄，是出在这个姊妹的身上。
Problem is not on that brother, but on that sister.
那我现在要讲说我为什么常常没有空去注意到他们。
And now I want to explain how come I did not spend time to pay attention to my interpreter.
因为我一听他们所翻译的英文，我就没办法讲下去了。
And because the moment I hear their English, I cannot speak on.
不是因为我的英文很好，你们不要误会。问题不出在他，出在我。
And don't get me wrong, it's not because their English has any problem. Still, the problem is on me.
因为我一注意他在翻什么的时候，我就没办法专心，我的灵就会被打岔。
And because if I pay attention to my interpreter, then I cannot concentrate, and my spirit will go astray.
所以我们翻译的弟兄跟姊妹每次都在后面追我的话，实在很辛苦。
And so my interpreter sometimes needs some effort to follow me.
所以我想弟兄姊妹不仅要为讲台的弟兄祷告，要帮我们的翻译的弟兄和姊妹祷告。
So I urge you to pray not only for me but my interpreter.
所以万一我今天又讲太快的话，请你们不要以为我是太强势，实在我不知道他翻到哪了。
In case I go a little fast, don't get me wrong.
有人跟我讲说他们有时候没有听清楚，翻错了，我怎么也不纠正，因为我实在没有注意到他在讲什么。
And sometimes the interpreter make a mistake, and someone asks, "How come I don't correct them?" Because I didn't pay attention to them.
因为我一听我就讲不下去了。
And because when I listen to them, I cannot speak on.
今天早晨我们继续要讲十字架的系列我们讲到第九讲。
And we have continued the series on the cross, and today is the ninth speech.
我们讲生命的十字架。
And today we are talking on the cross of life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是我们基督徒最荣耀的一件事情。
And this is the most glorious thing for all Christians.
因为我们信耶稣不是得到了一些教条和一些人生的理想。
And because after we believe in Christ, we do not only receive doctrines or some idealism for our lives.
因为整个救恩，整个基督徒的故事都跟这个生命发生了关系。
And because salvation and all the stories of Christians relate to this.
因为神给我们最宝贵的礼物就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And because God has given us the most precious gift, that is His Son, Jesus Christ.
他不仅仅要成为我们得胜的原因。
Not only Christ will become the reason of our victory.
他是神一切祝福的总结。
But He is the summation of all blessings of God.
而我们在这个生命里面来过生活的时候，也是我们人生价值可以达到最高的时候。
And if we are to live by this life, then this we have attained the highest goal of our living.
地上的确是有各式各样的成就在这里吸引我们。
Yes, there are all kinds of achievements men may get on earth.
啊，我想我们很高兴，我们中间一个年轻的弟兄，啊，昨天报纸上他是2001年 Fan of the Hall 啊，那个 Chris Tan 弟兄在不在
？And one of our brother Chris Tan, he had received a very prestigious award.
啊，整个 Santa Clara County 里面 Limbrook 只有他一个人得这个奖啊，我们实在很感谢主。
And he has obtained a gift, and we thank the Lord for that.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们人这一个人是一生最大的价值。
But then, what is the greatest reward of our life?
永远在于我们更多的承受基督而流露基督。
It's always on us how much we have received Christ and how to manifest.
因为圣经上告诉我们，神已经设立了一个人，要叫他按着公义来审判天下。
And because the Bible told us that God has ordained a person that by his righteousness he will judge all.
神怎么样衡量万有，衡量我们每一个人。
And how is God measuring all things, including us?
不是根据我们这一生过得快不快乐。
And not by how happy we live.
不是根据我们这一生赚了多少的钱，有多少的成就。
Nor by how much we have obtained or in money or otherwise.
神完全根据他的儿子来衡量我们。
But he is measuring all things by Christ.
在他儿子的里面，我们享受了最丰盛的生命。
That we may enjoy in His Son the most abundant life.
而我们能够把这个生命从我们里面流露出来，使我们这个人成为在神眼中最有价值的人。
And if we are to manifest this life, then we are the most valuable in the sight of God.
对，我们不仅仅传福音，我们也要叫人来看福音。
And so we not only preach the gospel, but we are to invite people to see this gospel.
啊，今天早晨我们要讲到生命的十字架。
And this morning we are to talk about the cross of life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个神宝贝的恩典在我们的身上。
And truly is the very precious gift from God on us.
啊，不仅仅是在前面几堂的信息，神让我们看见一件事情。
Not only we should see from the earlier message that God has allowed us to see.
就是在我里面，就是在我肉体之中没有良善。
That is in me, that is in my flesh, there is nothing good.
因为我们的经历都证明了这件事情。
And because this is all the experience we have.
就是立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
That is, I can will to do good, but then to live it out, I cannot.
所以弟兄姊妹，神给我们的拯救就是叫我们与基督同钉十字架。
So the salvation of God for us is.So that we may be crucified with Christ upon the cross.
一切从旧造从肉体来的神的结局就是放在十字架上。
So all the old things, the natural things of the flesh, God has already put upon the cross.
而把他的儿子给我们。
And he has also given us his son.
成了我们的圣洁、公义、救赎。
That he may become our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第八章一再说到我是 I am.
So therefore Jesus has already repeatedly said in John 8 that I am.
我们需要圣洁吗？主耶稣是我们的圣洁。
And if we desire holiness, then Christ is our holiness.
我们需要喜乐吗？主耶稣就是我们的喜乐。
And if we look for joy, we should know that Christ is our joy.
啊，弟兄姊妹，一切所需要的都在他的里面。
And all that is needed is in Christ.
我们羡慕能力，羡慕得胜，那我们是不可能在基督以外有得胜。
And if we want power and victory, we should realize that apart from Christ, there is none.
啊，今天我早上我们要来讲同钉的，不，今天早上要来讲生命的十字架。
So this morning, the cross of life for us.
啊，那我们不仅仅在他的里面得到了这个生命。
And not only we have received life from Christ.
啊，我们今天居然可以成为一个给生命的人。
And today we can even give life to others.
我们不仅仅在这个生命的里面承受了神一切的祝福。
Not only we have received all abundant great blessings from God in this life.
而你我这个人居然能够成为别人的祝福。
That you and I are even now called to become blessings to others.
那这个祝福还不只是在外面施舍一点、帮助一点的。
And these are not the kind of outward donation and help to others.
这个祝福是我们把基督给人。
But this is the blessing that we may instill Christ to others.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是太伟大的一件事情。
Oh, what a marvelous great thing this is.
我们一起来读几处的圣经啊。
And let us open our Bible.
我们请看彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章第三节到第四节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
我们翻到的请一起来读啊。
Let's read it together.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得以与神的性情有份。好，这是何等宝贵的一段圣经。
Oh, what a precious passage for all of us.
神要将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
For God is giving us all the things that concerns life and godliness to us.
他用他儿子的荣耀和美德来这里招了我们。
And he has also called us in his son's glory and his virtue.
叫我们不仅仅得以脱离世上从情欲，或是翻译作从肉体来的败坏。
And so that we can be far away from all the, the defilement from the lust of the flesh.
而积极上面是要叫我们与神的性情有份。
And so that we may be partakers of the divine nature.
啊，我们请再读哥林多后书第二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 2.
两节的圣经是249页。
Second Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章十四节一直读到十六节。
14 through 16.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的相信，因为我们在神面前无论在得救的人身上或灭亡人的身上都有基督馨香之气，在这等人就做了死的香气叫他死，在那等人就做了活的香气叫他活，这是谁能担得起呢？啊，在这里讲到我们在各处可以显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
And here it says that we can manifest through us the sweet aroma in every place.
这个香气有一个特别的形容词叫做基督的馨香之气。
And the special adjective for this sweet aroma is the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him, the Christ.
不是叫人看见我的好，而是叫人看见基督的美丽。
So other people may see not my goodness, but Christ's aroma.
我们请翻过来一章啊，这个哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter
4. 十一节到十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
对不起，我们从第十节读到十二节好了。
10 to 12.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。第十二节我们再读一遍啊。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却是在你们身上发动。好，我想我们的圣经就读到这里啊。
So this will be all the scripture reading.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚才讲到整个基督徒的故事就是一个生命的故事。
And we have mentioned that the entire story of Christian is a story of life.
不是劝人为善的道理，不是一个宗教的理想。
And we are not to teach other people to do good, nor is it a spiritual idealism.
整件事情都集中在这个伟大的生命上。
But we ought to focus on this great life.
所以圣经上说，有了神的儿子就有生命。没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And therefore the Bible boldly has said that with the life of his son, then he has life. Without it, then we have no life.
因为在神的眼中，一切不是从他儿子生命出来的，在神的眼中如同死亡。
Because in the sight of God, if the thing is not flowing out from his son, then they are all called death.
而神将这一切生命和金钱的事情，在他儿子的里面都赐给我们。
And God has also given us life and concerning this godliness,to us in his son.
所以他用他儿子的荣耀和美德来吸引来呼召我们。
Then he continued to call us and to attract us by the glory of his son and his virtue.
弟兄姊妹，当拿撒勒人耶稣2000年前在地上行走的时候，
And when Jesus of Nazareth had walked on earth 2000 years ago,
他实在是一个贫穷没有受过教育的一个人。
And he was poor without higher education.
而当他在那里说起来跟从我吧，
But when he called outRise up and follow me.
那多少人把他的职业放下来，起来跟随了耶稣？
And so many people had abandoned their past to follow Jesus.
多少人丢下了他们的财富，起来跟随了耶稣？
And so many had given up their wealth to follow Jesus.
那多少人在历世历代以来甘心为这个人而丧失了他的生命和产业？
And so many more had given their all and to sacrifice their all for Christ's sake.
弟兄姊妹，都因为有一个那么美丽的生命出来吸引了我们。
And because there is this beautiful life that is attracting us.
那是神的生命在肉身的里面被彰显了出来。
And that is God's life manifested in the flesh.
而这个生命不仅仅在耶稣的身上那么美丽啊。
And this life is not only manifested beautifully through Jesus Christ.
神的心意是要把他的儿子赐给一切重生得救的作为生命。
But it is the heart of God that he wants to give this beautiful life to everyone who is born again in Christ.
一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了，它还是一粒。
Therefore, unless a grain of wheat falls on the ground and dies, it remains as one.
因着我们的主落在地里面死了。
But because our Lord Jesus Christ has fallen to the earth and died,
他为我们死了。
And he died for us all.
他就结出了许多相同的子粒来。
And then, therefore, he had the upbringing all these identical grain of wheat.
每一颗子粒都是真生命、真祝福。
And every grain of wheat is true life and is true blessing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前真是蒙了大恩了。
Oh, brothers and sisters, how blessed are we all?
在我们人生的路上。
That on the path of our life.
可能在我们孤单、痛苦的时候。
And sometimes we are lonely and weary.
突然有福音传给我们。
And suddenly we hear the gospel.
整个福音。不是福禄寿的福音啊。
And the gospel is not only about the fortune and wealth.
罗马书第一章讲到说，这个福音是论到他儿子耶稣基督。
The Romans talk about that this gospel is talking about his son.
我们都是在这条人生的路上，有一天突然被睁开了眼睛。
And we are all the same walking on this path of life. Suddenly our eyes are opened by God.
他儿子的荣耀和美丽吸引了我们。
The glory and the virtue of his son attracted us.
可能借着所传的信息吸引了我们。
And perhaps the message we have heard that attracts us.
可能借着我们周围的弟兄姊妹流露了出基督的美丽来吸引了我们。
Or through the help from the saints that we are attracted to Christ.
有一年我参加 Bill Gosser 的那个聚会的时候。
And one day when I attended Bill Gosser's seminars.
那次听到一个见证。
I have heard a testimony there.
说到有一个人，一个基督徒的家庭，有一天突然遭火灾，火烧起来。
It says that a Christian family suddenly had a tragedy because their house got burned down.
因为火势非常的快，所以他整个家里面的财物通通来不及就被大火烧掉了。
And the fire spread so fast they could not salvage anything.
但是唯一让他感谢的是，在火灾里面他家人通通都逃出来。
But they were all thankful because everyone came out alive.
他扶着他的妻子，牵着他的孩子。
And the brother hold on to his wife and his children.
他们站在外面看着家中熊熊大火，把他们一切的积蓄产业全部烧掉。
And they're just looking at this fearsome fire and burn up all the things that they own.
而在他们看着他们人生遭遇难处的这个处境的时候，
And while they were living in that condition,
他却想不到在他旁边的邻居因着看见他如何面对他的家遭遇困难，一句话都没有说，他的朋友就愿意信了耶稣。
But although they did not say anything, and then they were just looking at the fire, but the neighbor who were non-believer looking at them without them saying a word, became believers.
他们说这是什么人？
And they, because they ask, who are these people?
能够在这样子的难处里面，还能够带着感恩，那么平安的看着他的家业在那里被损失啊。
How come in such great difficulties, and it is a tragedy, but then they were just so calm looking at the fire.
人家羡慕我们里面所得到的那个宝贵的生命。
And people admire the life we have already received.
那多少的弟兄姊妹家里面，就像弟兄讲的，可能孩子有疾病，家中有什么难处啊？
And it is the same for every one of us. Perhaps we have difficulties in our family or children are sick.
但人却从他们的身上碰到了一种说不出来的生命在哪里吸引他们。
But then other people may come in contact with you and to be attracted to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣来就是要来吸引我们。
And Christ Jesus come to attract all unto him.
他不是用永活在这里这个警告恐吓我们。
And he is not to threaten us by the eternal fire and condemnation.
他用他的荣耀和他的美丽在这里吸引我们。
But now he is calling us all by his glory and his virtue.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是在基督里面已经得到了一个最宝贵的产业。
Yes, we have all obtained this most precious inheritance in Christ.
不仅仅救我们脱离世上从情欲或者从肉体来的败坏。
Not only he has delivered us from the passions and the lust of the flesh.
一切从我们肉体里面出来的都带来 destruction， 都带来败坏。
But we know that all the fruits of the flesh is corruption.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅仅在基督里面得以脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，而且叫我们与他的性情有份。
And not only we are delivered from this corruption, but then we are called to be partakers of his divine nature.
弟兄姊妹 ，the partaker of his divine nature 就是我们跟神圣的生命，我们承受的这个生命。
And that is to say that we have already inherited this glorious life.
所以哥罗西书三章四节讲了一句太伟大的话。
So Colossians 3:4verse 4 make a great statement like this.
中文的翻译叫做基督是我们的生命。
And it means that Christ is our life.
弟兄姊妹，看英文圣经的时候，他就讲到 Christ 一个逗点 ，our life 就讲到基督我们的生命。
And in the English version is Christ, comma, our life.
弟兄姊妹，这两个读起来味道不一样，我不知道弟兄姊妹可不可以感觉得出来。
And if you read it carefully, they mean different things.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到 Christ 的时候 ，our life.
What it says is Christ, our life.
讲到基督，他就是我们的生命。我实在不会翻译。
I don't know how else to say it, but Christ, our life.
我们的生命应该就是基督啊，弟兄姊妹。
Our life ought to be Christ.
神本性一切的丰富。天上各样属灵的福气都蕴藏在这个生命的里面。
And all the abundance of the Godhead and His divine nature is all hidden in this Christ.
我们每一个人都非常的公平，神给我们他的儿子一模一样。
And God is fair to us all. He's not partial, and He's given us the same portion. Christ Jesus.
关键都在于我们是不是宝贝他，我们怎么样子来经历认识他。
And the key is that if we are treasuring him and endure all the experience he's giving us.
所以将来我们去见主的时候，神是衡量我们 measure by Christ， 根据他儿子的生命来衡量我们。
And so that we should all know that one day in eternity, God will measure us all by Christ.
我记得大概上百年前有一个，就是在雷瓦达那里有一个人啊，他因为他自己生活非常的辛苦。
And perhaps about 100 years ago in the state of Nevada, there was a man who lived rather poorly.
他就把他家里面的那一大块地啊，四十多块钱卖掉了。
And for $40, and he sold the great piece of land his family owned.
那是四十多块比现在贵多了。他带着这个钱到加州来淘金。
And he carried the $40 and all the way to California in order to have a dream for gold.
但他所得到的财富也是非常的有限。
But then he only got a little.
等到有一天，他发现买他家的人，突然发现在他家底下原来是一个这么丰富的矿场。
And but then later on he found out that the land he sold actually had a very precious mine underneath.
他发现的时候就成为了他最深的后悔。
And when he discovered it, then he regret very sorely.
弟兄姊妹，今天也是我们不见得宝贝，我们里面的那个宝藏多么的宝贵啊！
And today, maybe we are not aware of how precious the inheritance is already given us.
等到有一天，或者我们那最后见主的时候
，But until the day or the day we are to depart from this earth.
我们都会为着我们曾经忽略浪费了我们最大的宝藏，我们在主的面前后悔。
And then we will, when we see him, then we will regret how much time and how much preciousness we have wasted.
基督，我们的生命。
Christ, our life.
神给我们一个极大的恩典，不仅仅救我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
For Christ has given us this great grace that we are delivered from the lust of this world.
要叫我们与他的性情有份。
But we are also to be partakers of his divine nature.
所以圣经上讲说，叫我们既脱离。就得着。
And so the Bible reminds us always that since we are delivered from, then we are to obtain.
这是一个自然的结果。
And this is the very natural cause and effect.
当我们真正的脱离，就必有真正的得着。
And if we are truly delivered, then we have truly obtained.
我们真正的被拆毁，就真正的有建造。
And if there is true deconstruction, then there is truly construction.
我们真正的蒙神光照，也就真正的蒙神医治。
And if we are truly received the light, then we are truly healed by the Lord.
我们在主的面前真正有照空，就真正有充满。
And if we allow the Lord to truly empty ourselves out, then we are allowing the Lord to truly fill us in.
我们在主的面前真正的有舍己，就一定有基督的活出。
And if we truly sacrifice ourselves, then we truly can live out Christ.
我们真像施洗约翰说的，我们减少的话，基督就一定加增在我们里面。
Just like John the Baptist said, if we truly decrease in ourselves, then the Christ will increase in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，神救我们，既然脱离了世上从情欲或从肉体来的败坏。
And since the Lord has helped us to escape the corruption that is in the world by lust.
我们每一次被神从肉体从败坏里面救出来的时候
and each time when we, are to deliver, when we are delivered by the Lord from our flesh
真被救出来就一定有一个结果叫我们跟神的性情有份
and if we are truly delivered by the Lord then we are partaking the Lord's divine nature
弟兄姊妹神不仅仅叫我们能够这样子来承受他的儿子承受基督
and not only the Lord has called us to inherit his son the Christ
他要叫我们来流入基督。
But he also is calling us to manifest Christ.
所以刚才我们读的哥林多后书第二章说感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜。
So 2 Corinthians has reminded us that thanks be to God that he is leading us always in triumph in Christ.
英文说的我终于听了 always.
Always.
就是呢永远。
Yes, it is always.
而且在各处。显扬因认识基督而有的香气。
And that is also to manifest in everywhere the sweet aroma of Christ.
不仅仅时间上是 always.
Not only time-wise, it is always.
不仅场合上这里，而且场合上是各处。
But it's a place talked about everywhere.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的托付。
And this is the great commission of the Lord.
Make me a blessing. 这是好多人向神的祷告。
And many saints have prayed that make me a blessing.
让我成为别人的祝福。
And so that I can bless others.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上给我们每一个蒙恩的人给我们的一个托付和使命。
This is the commission God has to everyone who is saved.
叫我们不仅仅在这里承受着基督，成为我们的祝福和得胜。
And so that we inherit Christ and we also can experience the victory in Christ.
神的心意要叫着基督从我们里面可以被流露出来。
Will God want us all to manifest Christ himself?
能够 always, 而且在每一个场合上都能够彰显基督的馨香之气。
That God may lead us in triumph in Christ.
圣经上接着告诉我们不论在得救的人或在灭亡的人身上都有基督的馨香之气。
And so that not only to those who are saved, but then even to those who are perishing.
So 在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死。
And the fragrance of Christ to this one, an aroma from death to death.
而在那一等人，在得救的人身上就做了活的香气，叫他活。
And the fragrance of Christ to the other, an aroma from life to life.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督的馨香之气出来啊。
So when the fragrance of Christ comes out.
那不见得一定都会有我们马上一起所看见的结果。
And it may not be immediate, visible effect.
也不见得它就一定发生。
And the effect actually may delay.
因为保罗讲得这么清楚，在某些人的身上，这是一个死的香气，叫他死。
And because even Paul says it clearly to those who die, death.
And
to the one who are perishing, this is the aroma of death.
不仅仅讲到他们的罪恶试探不能够来影响我们。
Not only talk about that their sins and temptation cannot affect us anymore.
而且也告诉我们，我们在这里把基督的福音、基督的馨香流传出来，对方不见得接受。
And it's also telling us that even when you are emitting Christ's fragrance and to tell them the gospel, the other part may not accept it.
那个问题不出在基督馨香之气不好。
And the question, the problem is not lies on the fragrance of Christ.
也在乎人对神存着怎样的心态。
But it also depends upon how a person responds to God.
同样是太阳照在地上。
And the same sunlight is shining upon everyone.
篱笆被越照就越硬，越刚硬。 Muddy.
Oh, the earth receives the sunlight, which becomes dry.
它照在那个篱笆上面那个mud，它就变得硬，但是照在蜡的上面，蜡就软化掉了。But
if the sunlight is shining upon wax, then it will melt.
弟兄姊妹，同样是主耶稣在这里带领门徒。And
same Jesus Christ is leading his disciples on.
这么多人从他身上得到恩典。And
so many people know that he is gracious.
但是圣经上也告诉我们，许多人说这话甚难，就离开他了。
But then the Bible also reminds us that many people reacted and said, these words are difficult, and they departed from him.
同样跟着耶稣三年半，但是犹大至终不悔改，还出卖耶稣。
And Judah, one of the 12 disciples, had followed the Lord for 3.5 years just the same, but then at the end he betrayed the Lord.
再怎么香比不上耶稣香。
And the person, whoever it is, cannot compare with Jesus' fragrance.
但是弟兄姊妹，凡是像神的人， 不管他得救了，他没有得救。
But then to those who are saved, doesn't matter, facing the Lord, doesn't matter if they are saved or perishing.
弟兄姊妹，当基督的生命真出来的时候，一定叫人得祝福。
And when Christ's life coming out, then truly everybody will be blessed.
同样的，当人的心不是向着神的时候，
But then on the other hand, if the people's heart are not turning to the Lord,
基督的生命出来， 人就起来抵挡， 就起来反抗。
And when Christ's life comes out, then people will stand to resist.
所以主耶稣早就说，世人在恨你们以前已经先恨我了。
And so therefore Jesus has said earlier that before the world hates you, they have hated me.
但是弟兄姊妹，不管如何，主在这里，保罗在这里告诉我们一件事情。
But then regardless of all these, Paul is telling us this.
不仅仅叫我们承受基督里面的祝福。
That not only we can inherit Christ's blessing.
也叫我们流露基督。
But we are to manifest Christ.
那这是我们每一个人在主的面前一个非常荣耀的身份。
And this is a glorious destiny for all of us.
就是我们成为神祝福的出口。
And that we may live out the blessings for the Lord.
那我们接着来看，那到底怎么样我们能够很真实的来流露主呢？
Now then we want to look at what is the way for us to manifest Christ's beauty.
这实在是一生的故事啊。
And we know it is a lesson learned for our whole life.
不是我们今天听完了一篇道，我们马上就说我们就已经像基督了。
And no one can say after one message that, oh, I'm like Christ now.
我们一生都需要在十字架的拯救底下。
But it is the saving grace for us in our whole life.
我们更多的在这里学习拒绝自己。
And so that we will learn to abandon ourselves more.
更多让主的十字架在我们的里面掌权。
In order for the cross of Christ to reign in us.
好让我们里面真正的能够活出基督来。
And so that we can truly live out the Christ.
因为圣经上保罗在哥林多后书第四章告诉我们，
And Paul has said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4，
他说我们要为着耶稣的缘故常把自己交在死地上。
And he says that for the sake of Jesus then we are to deliver to death often.
为什么呢？
Why so?
为什么要把我们放在死地里面？
And why must we placed in this place of death?
因为圣经不仅仅讲到我这个旧造的人不可能 过得胜的生活来满足神。
Not only to talk about that our natural flesh cannot live a victorious life to satisfy God.
同样的，我这个旧造的生命，我不可能成为别人真正的祝福。
But it is the same thing that we must realize our natural man can never be blessing others.
必须把自己放在十字架的底下。
And we must first to place ourselves underneath the cross.
基督才可能透过我们活出来。
And then it is possible for Christ to live out through us.
基督活出来的时候才是我们的真得胜。
And when Christ lives out from us, then it is our victory.
基督从我们里面真活出来的时候才是我们给人的真祝福。
And if Christ is truly living out from us, then we are truly giving blessings to others.
所以保罗告诉我们要常为耶稣被交在死地。
And so Paul tells us that we must often be put in the place of death for others.
就是我们 denied ourselves, 我们
否定我们自己。And we have to deny ourselves.
好让耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
And so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
当这样死在我们身上发动的时候，
And when death is beginning to work in us,
身就在别人的身上发动起来。
Then life is in others.
我想我们 讲一点很实际的生活例子好了。
And we want to give some practical life experience.
我想我们很多人在这个地上生活啊。
And many of us are living a busy life on earth.
的确工作是一个压力跟挑战。
And we know that our work gives us a lot of pressure and challenge.
但是我常常觉得我们的忧伤跟我们的这个苦楚常常都是因为人际关系出来的。
But then I feel like our worries and the weariness comes from human relationship more often than others.
那最频繁的一种人际关系跟生活就是家庭生活。
And the most common relationship we experience is our family relationship.
那我们常常听见这个姊妹们会抱怨弟兄们好像不是很 care 姊妹们的 feeling 啊。
And some sisters may complain against their husbands that they don't know their feeling.
也是觉得他们不是很在乎他们姊妹。
As if the husband do not care for the sisters enough.
那严重一点的呢，就很懒啊，什么事都不想讲话，然后整天只想睡觉。
And some have a more severe reaction, and then they become lazy. They don't want to engage in any conversation.
那弟兄对姊妹们的这个里面一个很直接的感觉，就觉得姊妹们常常好像搞不懂他。
And the husband's reaction to the wife is that often they are misunderstood.
觉得这是一个最奇妙的受教，搞不懂。
And they felt like that they could not be understood.
所以搞不懂的时候，弟兄们就只好有两个反应了，一个就是只好发脾气了，因为不知道怎么解决那个冲突。
And so the husband was so fed up and then become bad tempered.
那另外一个呢，就是沉默或者睡觉。
And then the other is also passively falling asleep and or keep silent.
所以上次我们讲这个爱的上行诗的时候，我们曾经故意开开玩笑说，这个你也不要难过。
And so last time when we had an opportunity to talk about love relationship between husband and wife, and we encouraged people not to feel weary about it.
因为你们姊妹们所有的感觉啊，在伊甸园里面，你们的祖宗夏娃都已经经历过了。
And because all the feelings that the sisters are having right now, your ancestor Eve had already experienced in the Garden of Eden.
因为当夏娃被造的时候，她醒过来。发现夏娃在沉睡，对不对
？And when Eve wake up from her sleep and she found out that Adam was sleeping，
因为神是在亚当沉睡的时候拿下他一块肋骨造出的夏娃嘛。
And because God had taken out a rib from Adam to make Eve out of him。
这夏娃一醒过来的时候，以为应该整个世界都欢迎他，没想到那个男人在那里睡觉。
So Eve woke up and then she expected the whole world to welcome her, but then she found out that her man is sleeping.
弟兄觉得搞不懂姊妹，那亚当早就有这个痛苦了。
And the brother thought that they could not understand the wives, and because Adam actually experienced the same.
因为神造夏娃的时候，亚当在睡觉，他不知道神怎么造的。
And because when God had made Eve, Adam was sleeping, so he did not know how God had made Eve.
在神造女人以前，各式各样的受造物之物到夏当到亚当面前，亚当都一目了然，能够非常的了解他们。
And God had made all the animals and to come before Adam, and when Adam took one look at them, and Adam understand them all.
弟兄姊妹，但是他在睡觉的时候，神造的女人。
But while he was asleep, God had created Eve.
其实女人对男人来说永远是个奥秘。
And so therefore, the woman become a mystery to her man.
所以我们常常搞不懂姊妹们啊。
And so it is true that we often do not understand our wives.
明明常常告诉你们说我们当然爱你了，但是过一阵子就要问一遍。
And we thought we have already told them yes we love you, but then after a while they ask again.
都不能明白他们在想什么。
And we don't understand why that is necessary.
但是姊妹们就常常觉得弟兄们的心不在他们身上。
But then the wives often feel that the husband did not spend enough care for them.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲的创世纪， 只是人的一个借口就是了。
But then the Genesis oftentimes are used as excuses for men.
一切的关键都在于我们这个人自我中心的生活模式。
But now the key we should discover is that because we are all self-centered and we live after a pattern with self in the center.
当我们完全以自己的需要、自己的感觉、自己的看法为中心的时候，
when each of us are so self-centered and self-exalted and thinking that ourselves is so important,
弟兄姊妹，这常常是一切家庭冲突最关键的原因。
then we know all sorts of relationship has problems rising from that.
我们在那次里面，那个电视有跟我们交通到，讲到像我们的孩子现在到了十几岁了。
And during that series of love, my wife had also talked about the relationship with children.
那这是一个神学院上课讲到的，就是当父母亲进到中年，然后孩子进到十几岁的时候，是全家危机最大的时候。
And it was lesson learned from the seminary class that when theAdults have reached to the middle age, the children have reached to the teenage year, then it is the greatest crisis for the family.
对，因为弟兄开始有了这个所谓的中年危机。
And because the brother will experience a midlife crisis.
那心情常常不好，闷闷的。
And so often they do not feel good.
那姊妹碰到更年期，那更不要说了。
And the female would experience PMS, and it's even worse.
那年轻的孩子 puberty 以上，那更不要说了。
And then the children will experience puberty and it's worse.
所以全家是荷尔蒙大混乱的时候。
So that is the time the hormone is acting up.
所以家里面常常就会有各式各样的冲突出现。
So all kinds of conflict and difficulties comes up.
那弟兄姊妹，每一个人都会觉得我自己的需要，我自己的看法，我希望有自己的生活空间。
So everyone wants to insist upon her view and her living space.
所以常常里面我们走不出这个结局来，弟兄姊妹。
So often we are just caught up in the turmoil.
因为我们的心都在我们的身上。
And because we often focus on ourselves.
啊，讲一个小小的笑话。他说这个有一个先生，有一天在这个军队里面，他升到了将官啊，当了将军了。
And there was this man who rose up in the rank and became a general in the army.
那天回家的时候，身上多了一颗星在他的这个肩膀上。
And he proudly walked home with an extra star on his shoulder.
哎呀，他高兴神气的不得了，回家去。
And he was so proud walking home.
然后他就在他的太太、孩子面前走过来走过去，想让他们看见他身上这颗星。
So he just walked himself by the family back and forth.
那一天呢，正好他的姊妹呢也出去烫了一个新的发型回来。
And on that day.Just so happened the wife went out and then perm her hair, the beautiful hairstyle.
她就坐在那边头摇过来摇过去，希望她的先生看到她。
And so she just kind of like tossing her head back and forth, trying to catch some attention.
所以那个女的就在这边摇来摇去，那个弟兄就走来走去。
And so the female is just tossing her head back and forth, the man was just walking back and forth.
到最后两个人都忍无可忍地发泄起来，你难道没注意到我今天升官了吗？
And at the end, and they all broke up at the same time, how come you don't notice that I have a star on the shoulder?
你的心一点都不在我的身上。
How come you never pay attention to me?
姊妹说，你难道没看到我换了一个头吗？
Haven't you seen this new hair look?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个小小的笑话，但是常常讲到我们的生活，我们很注意我们的自己。
It's a joke, but it reflects how we focus on ourselves only.
当我们这个人坐在我心中的宝座上的时候，
But if we are taking the throne of our own hearts,
他就是我们这个人这生中最大的 trouble maker, 最大的难处制造者。
Then this person on the throne for you is the trouble maker for you.
弟兄姊妹，只有我们这个人肯真正的下的宝座，将自己放在十字架上。
Only if you are willing to come down and put yourself underneath the cross.
神的祝福，神那个丰盛自由的生命，不可能在我们或在我们的家中被彰显出来。
And unless we do that, otherwise God's blessings and His grace cannot live out through you.
听说有一天那个 Victoria 女王啊，英国的女王跟她的先生这个 Albert 伯爵两个人一天吵架。
And one day, Queen Victoria was having a fight with her husband.
那个 Victoria 在英国历史上太有名了。
Queen Victoria is rather famous in British history.
她出来多少国家都要向她低头的。
And when she comes out, then many ambassadors will have to bow.
那天她跟她的弟跟她先生吵架。
And on that day, she was fighting with her own husband.
吵架，她先生气得回卧房去了。
And her husband was so angry that he returned to his own room.
那过一下，女王觉得自己的态度不好，想要来道歉。
After a while, the queen felt she was not nice in her attitude, so she wanted to ask for forgiveness.
那对这个女王来说已经很不容易了啊。
And it was not easy for the queen.
已经第一步跨下了宝座了，对不对？
And because she tried to ask for forgiveness.
她到了卧房，门锁着，她就砰砰砰敲门。
And because the bedroom was locked, so she knocked on the door.
那个伯爵在里面问说谁？
And so the husband answered who?
那女王就在外面讲了一声女王。
And then the wife answered the queen.
那个门就是不开。
And then no door was open.
弟兄姊妹，下宝座要真下宝座啊！
And if one wants to come down from her throne, she must really come down from her throne.
死就要真死。
And if one wants to abandon herself to death, then she must really do it.
你不能说我自己上了十字架以后说你怎么还不死呢
？And you cannot put yourself to the cross and say, how come you don't die yet?
你说我已经死了，你为什么还不死呢
？And you cannot say, see, I'm on the cross already. How come you don't die yet?
当我们的感觉都一直还在的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们这个人就没有真正的交在死地。
Pains in you, then you have not put yourself on the death of
the cross. 死就是完全了了。
Death means end and all.
不再有我了。
No longer yourself.
我也不再为自己争了。
Then you don't argue even for yourself.
我也不在乎我的感觉了。
And you don't even care how you feel anymore.
因为在这里，我希望神的心意能够透过我们出来。
And because I want God's purpose to be done through us.
我希望神的生命能够 take over 出来。
And we desire God's life can take over through us.
我刚刚还没讲完啊，这个后来那个女王等了很久进不去。
And so after a long time knocking, she could not enter.
她再敲一次。
She knocked one last time.
这次敲的就轻声了很多了。
And she knocked rather lightly.
啊，同样的，她先生在里面问谁
？And then the husband asked again, who?
啊，就女王难得撒娇一次，她说：“老公啊，是你老婆。
”And then the queen said, "Oh dear, it's your beloved."
隔一下那个门开了。
And then the door opened.
弟兄姊妹，两个人其实都需要下宝座。
It is the fact that actually both need to come down from their thrones.
那今天其实很多的家庭的纠纷，我们跟孩子之间的冲突，也常常都是因为我们围绕着我们自我中心过生活。
But we know that all the conflicts of our relationship are caused by us not willing to come down from our thrones.
我前两天在基督教的一篇小小的文章上看到一段话。
A couple of days ago, I saw a little article in a Christian magazine.
我也特别送给今天在座十几岁的孩子们。
And I'd like to give it to those who are teens in our midst.
其实也不光十几岁的孩子，对我们都是一个提醒。
But actually, it's a reminder for us all.
他说人都喜欢追求自由。
And it's that people seek after freedom.
所以十九世纪的时候，整个世纪的大特点就是追求经济的自由。
And so the 19th century has this characteristics of pursuing economic power.
那到了二十世纪的时候，人就追求政治上的自由。
So in the 20th century, people seek after political power.
所以很多的国家都有所谓独立民主运动出现。
So democracy and freedom for people are the slogans everywhere.
那不分种族、不分男女、不分年龄，人都有投票选举的权利。
And everybody strives to have the liberty of vote.
好的，二十一世纪就是我们现在这个世纪。
The 21st century, that is the time now.
人在争取一个叫做最后的自由 ，the final freedom.
And everyone is seeking after something called the final freedom.
那什么叫做 final freedom 呢？就是在道德上我要有自由。
And what is this final freedom? And that is to say, people are seeking for moral freedom.
你不要给我定任何的规矩。
Let no one define morality for me.
我就是我自己道德的标准。
And I am my own standard for my own morality.
我想过怎样的生活就是怎样的生活。
If I am to live this kind of lifestyle, that is my choice.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个整个世代越来越黑暗的一个表现。
And that is the reality of how dark this generation has become.
整个人类的历史其实就是挤的膨胀跟高台的历史。
And the history of mankind is the history of how people have exalted themselves.
所以现在已经靠近主回来了，已经膨胀到最高的，连道德，人都不要政府、家庭、父母，任何人给我立， 我自己是我的道德标准。
And when we are about to meet Christ again and the whole world will end, then everybody wants the greatest freedom, that is, no one can tell me what to do, but I am my own boss and live for myself in my own morality.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这个现象我们越来越能体会，对不对？
And I believe that if you pay a little attention, you can see it everywhere.
但是其实弟兄姊妹，圣经上早就告诉我们，我们只可能有两种的主人。
But then the Bible told us clearly that there are only two possible masters for us all.
我们不是侍奉神，做神的奴仆，做神的仆人，就是侍奉罪。我们做罪的奴仆。
And if we are not to serve God to be His servant, then we are to serve sin and to be His slave.
当我们说我们不要人给我们定道德标准和任何的规矩的时候，我们其实就是自己的奴仆。
And if we are to say, let no one rule over me, then actually you are the slave for yourself.
就是换一个角度来看就是了。
And you are only changing the words a little bit.
而我们换到了一个最坏的主人，就是我们的自己和罪恶做主人。
But then if we change God into ourselves, then we are actually letting sin to take over us.
有一个小小的笑话，讲到有一个外国观光客有一次到中东啊，大概是约旦还是哪里。
And so there was this foreign tourist who went to Jordan to visit.
那他叫了一辆计程车。
And he called a cab.
那计程车就带着他要去他去的地方。
And so the taxi driver took him.
那计程车司机开得很快啊。
And the taxi driver drove quickly.
那就这乘客有点紧张，就叫他开车小心一点。
And so this foreign tourist said, "Please slow down, be careful."
他说你放心，我开车开了20年，从来没出过事。
And the driver said, "Oh, take it easy. And I'm an experienced driver for 20 years, never something wrong."
所以他就这个乘客也就只好放下心来。
And so then he just follow on.
这个时候车子突然进了一个小巷啊，一个小城镇里面。
And then the taxi came into a small town.
前面红灯。
And there was a red light ahead.
这个司机一点不减速，唰一下过去了。
And the driver did not decelerate, but rather drive normally through.
这个乘客紧张的一面大叫，他说这是红灯，你总该停吧。
And the driver just screamed, "Oh, this is red light, stop, stop!"
那个司机轰过去以后，很神气的回头跟他讲。
And the driver just drove through and then turned around and said,
哎，我跟你说，你不用担心。
I already told you, take it easy.
这个镇上啊，只有两辆车，一个是我，一个是我 brother 的车。
And in this whole town, there are only two cars, and one car I'm driving, the other one my brother.
我们都讲好了，红灯可以闯，没有关系的。
And we have already said, if you see the red light, you go.
他话才讲完，又回头，啪一下刹车，在一个绿灯面前停下来。
And then after he finished saying, then he immediately applied the brake because it's a green light ahead.
那个乘客因为看绿灯也没注意好，就是他突然紧急刹车，他弄得很不舒服。他说：“你为什么绿灯停下来？”
And the passenger did not pay attention. Suddenly, when the car braked, so he just kind of like hopped over.
他说：“万一我的 brother 闯红灯怎么办？”
And why did you stop on the green light and say my brother may just drive through?
因为这边我们就是换了一个束缚，就是。
And we actually just want to change the rule, change the bondage.
那这样子的束缚可能给我这样子的改换，可能给我们带来更大的灾害。
And actually, when we change the rule like that, then actually may cause us more trouble later.
因为我们习惯于不照着该有的法则过生活，我们到了哪里去都成为 trouble maker.
And because if we are so 不
照着该有的法则来过生活的话。我们换了一个地方，可能给自己、给别人都带来伤害。
And if we are so used to not obeying the rules, then we become a troublemakers everywhere we go.
所以闯红灯，从某一面来说，我是我的主人，我自由了，我不需要这个再被红灯挡下来。
And to the driver who would run the red light and say, "Okay, I'm free to this red light, and I will just drive through."
就好像年轻的孩子常常不喜欢父母亲或者主日学老师给我们一些规矩。
And just like the young people who do not like people to tell them what is right and what is wrong and what are the rules.
我实在说，我们今天在真正的自由，永远是在生命里面的。
But what I'm saying is that the true freedom only can be found in the life of Christ.
真正的自由永远是在基督里面的。
And this life is found in Christ, freedom for us.
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
And because the Son of God gave us the freedom, then we are free indeed.
加拉太书第五章第一节讲到说，基督若叫我们自由， 我们就不要再被奴仆的恶所辖制。
Galatians 5:1 says, if Christ has set us free, then we will no longer be slaves to others.
对弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子享受这个生命里面的自由呢？
And how may we enjoy the freedom of this life?
我们学习在主的面前越来越脱离以自我为中心的生活模式。
And we must learn how to not live a life anymore with self being the center.
而另外一方面，我们就在信心的里面照着圣经的话。
On the other hand, by the words of the Lord,
我们常为着耶稣把自己交在死地上。
That for Christ's sake, we will place ourselves in the place of death.
不仅仅因为我们为了爱他的缘故，我甘心受亏损，甘心舍己被十字架。
And because we love him and we are willing to sacrifice ourselves to pick up a cross to follow him.
为耶稣也说到，为了让耶稣的生命真在我们里面掌权，真从我们里面可以流出来的缘故，我愿意把自己放在实际上。
But more so, because we are for Jesus, therefore for Jesus' sake, we want to place ourselves in the death.
所以我们一点不是消极啊，弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters, one who practices are never passive.
我们一点不是无可奈何。
It is not the only way.
我们也一点不是因为教条要求让我们咬紧牙关在这里背十字架。
Or we are being forced into doing such a thing.
而是我们真是为了耶稣的缘故啊。
But because we are willing and for Jesus' sake,
我们知道我真死就有真复活。
And we realize that if we truly put ourselves to death, then there's true resurrection.
我真舍己就真有基督的流露。
And if we truly abandon ourselves, then Christ may live forth.
我有真正的倒空，就有真正的充满。
And if I truly empty myself, then He will fill me in.
我能够真正的脱离，就有真正的得着。
And if one who is truly delivered, then he can truly obtain.
所以让我们在主的面前能够非常非常的积极啊。
And so let us all take this passive, positively.
而当死正在我们身上发动的时候，
So when death begins to work in us,
生就在对方身上发动。
Then life will work in the others.
有一次有两个弟兄，
And one time there were two brothers.
他们为了一个难处在教会里面请教教会的长老。
And because of a difficulty, then they both came to an elder of the church.
因为他们是做农夫的啊，他们是有那个梯田。
And because they were both farmers and they were working on these step fields.
就是一层一层的那个梯田。
And the fields were plowed in steps along the hillside.
那有一天呢，他底下的那个田呢，搬来了新的主人。
And one time the field beneath has changed the owner.
那这个人呢非常的坏。
And this person was rather wicked.
兄弟两个非常勤快，他们一大清早起来就打水，把那个稻田里面都打满了水。
And the two brothers were diligent and worked hard. They would fill the land with water early in the morning.
但底下的这个人呢，就趁他们不在的时候，就把那个挖一个洞，他们所有打的水就自动的流到他底下的田。
But the new farmer beneath would dig a hole through their field and to make all the water flow down to his field.
所以他们每天打完水以后，一发现水都流到底下去了。
So every morning, doesn't matter how hard they work, they find out all the water go down to the one beneath.
他们是基督徒，也不能使坏，但是就跟底下的人讲，这个没有用。
And they were Christians. They tried to talk nicely with the other, and then that new owner didn't listen.
那一天，他们到教会里面请教教会的长老该怎么办。
And so they did not know what to do. They came to ask the elder what to do.
长老告诉他说，如果我们基督徒今天只是做对的事的话，
那
还不够好，
那
还不是基督。
弟兄
姊妹，我们要做比对更好的事情。
And we are to do something better than just right.
长老也没告诉他该做什么。
And the elders did not tell them what to do.
我们好好祷告。
And why don't we pray?
我们为他们祷告。
And we pray for them.
有那天这两个弟兄回去了。
That on that day, the two brothers returned.
他们这两个是很爱主的弟兄。
And they loved the Lord much.
第二天一早起来。
The second morning when they wake up.
他们起得比平常都更早一点。
And they woke up earlier than the usual.
他们先帮底下的邻居把水打好了。
And they first filled the field beneath.
他就上来打自己的水。
Then they began to work on their own.
第一天这个样子。
And the first day was like that.
第二天他们又照样做。
And second day, the same happened.
大概到了第三天，这次该楼下的邻居来找他们。
And on the third day, then the farmer beneath come up to look for them.
那你为什么要这样子做？
And they just asked them plainly, why did you do that for me?
弟兄姊妹，爱和福音临到的那个邻居啊。
And on that day, love and the gospel came to that neighbor.
我们今天都没有任何人有资格拿这个东西去要求别人。
And no one has the right to use this to require others.
因为我们这个不是靠着律法入门的。
And because this is not the law.
我们靠着圣灵，靠着恩典入门。
But by grace and through the Holy Spirit, we may enter in.
但是也请弟兄姊妹注意一件事情。
But we must pay attention to this.
我们虽然不是靠着行为入门。
Though we do not enter the door through our behavior.
我们是靠着成为入门的。
But then we must enter in by an act.
因为我们是神的儿女。
And because we are children of the Lord.
当我们真成为神的儿女的时候,
and when we are truly the children of God, then our act must comply with the God's nature.
救恩不讲行为,
and the salvation does not talk about behavior at all.
讲恩典,
talked about the grace.
但是神的儿女们我们入了门以后,
but after the children of God had entered in salvation,
我们既然承受了这么宝贵的生命,
and since we have received such a great precious life,
就求神让我们常为耶稣的缘故把自己交在死地上,
then we ask God and for Christ's sake that we will put ourselves in the place of death,
好让耶稣的身也在我们的必死的身上显明出来,
and so the life of Christ may live out through our mortal flesh,
好让死虽然在我们身上发动,
and so death may work in us,
身却在别人身上发动,
that life may work in others.
2年前, 12月6号, 1999年,
December 6, 1999, 2 years ago,
在德州有一个死刑犯,
and there was this prisoner sentenced to death.
再过两天, 12月9号, 他要被执行死刑,
and he was to be executed on December 9th in Texas.
12月6号是礼拜一, 他在礼拜一的时候, 他就突然自杀,
and December 6th was a Saturday, and then he committed
Monday,
he committed suicide.
结果呢，别人就赶快用救护车进来，把他送到医院里面去急救。
And so people, immediately when they discover, rush him to the hospital for emergency care.
他们花了很大的功夫，医生各样的方法把他给救活。
And they spend all sorts of methods to save the person's life.
所以有人就问了一个问题，可能是你我现在都想问的。
And so someone asked a question, perhaps you will ask it now as well.
他礼拜三就要被执行死刑呢，值得花这么多的税钱去救这样的一个人吗？
And he is to die on Wednesday. Why should we taxpayer will spend so much money to save a life like that?
那法院的回答是说，我们必须救他。
And the court's reply was that we must save this man.
他说，因为我们救活他是为了叫他死。
And because we want to save him in order to put him to death.
弟兄姊妹，好可怜的一个结局。
And it was a very tragic ending.
他被救活是为了叫他死。
And his purpose to live again is in order to die.
我们基督徒不一样。
But for us Christians is different.
我们死是为了让活出来。
And we are to die in order to live.
我们死是为了叫人可以活。
And we die because we want others to live.
弟兄姊妹，我们太有价值了，在神的手中。
Oh, we are so precious in the hand of God.
什么时候死在我们身上发动？
Whenever death works in us,
什么时候生就在别人身上发动？
Then life begins to work in others.
上个礼拜我们团契聚会的时候，我讲了一个小小的故事。
And a couple of weeks ago in a fellowship meeting, I have told a story.
我讲完我就结束了。
And this is the end of this speech.
它这个题目叫做《平凡中的不平凡》。
And the title was the the unusual among the common things. The uncommon in the common.
讲到有一个非常平凡的男人叫做Larry。
And there was a regular man called Larry.
有一个非常平凡的女人叫做Joanne。
And there was this common woman called Joanne.
他们的长相很平凡。
And they were rather common. And they received common education. And their name were common. And they live in a common place. And they live a very normal, regular life.
所以也像一般平凡的夫妇一样，他们中间常常有一些口角和不愉快。
And so they were also like the common husband and wife and often fight with each other.
弟兄嫌姊妹菜做得太咸了。
And the husband would say, your cooking is too salty.
姊妹嫌弟兄太懒了。
And the wife said, you are difficult for me.
我前两天听庆松讲到，还说这个好男开车不问路。
And I was listening to a brother Steve's tape and talked about the good guys will not ask where to go in driving.
所以常常有这一类的很 common 的冲突在他们中间。
And there are often these common conflicts happen between men and women.
直到有一天有一件不平凡的事情发生。
And until a day an uncommon thing happens.
让这个家开始过一个不平凡的生活。
And so that the family begin to live an uncommon life.
不平凡的事情是什么呢?
And what is this uncommon thing that happened to them?
有一天这个Larry下班回家的时候,
and one day when Larry came home from work,
他突然一改常态,
and he just changed his attitude.
从他的口中再也没有任何消极的话语,
and he no longer speak anything negative from his mouth.
他学习appreciate他的太太,
and he began to learn to enjoy his wife.
他学习夸奖他太太,
and he learned to praise his wife.
他学习欣赏他的孩子,
and learn to enjoy the son that he has.
他学习夸奖他的孩子,
and also give him praise.
那不是他们再也不犯错,
it's not to say they become perfect now.
而是这个Larry先有了一件奇妙的改变,
but Larry has a change in him.
随着时间过来,
and after some time,
那个不平凡的事情开始慢慢发生了,
then the uncommon thing starting to take effect.
他发现 这个Joanne开始每天变得非常的喜乐,
and then he began to notice that Joanne begins so become so happy every day.
他发现他的孩子活得非常的有精神,
and he discovered that the son is much alive nowadays.
而Joanne自己也发现自己不一样,
and Joanne also discovered she is rather different.
他发现他天天会期待着他的先生回家, 对他说一些话,
and she realized that she looked for her husband to come home every day.
而且她发现一件更奇怪的事情,
and she also discovered another thing.
她明明知道她先生最讨厌她做的几件事情,
that she realized that her husband did not like her to do a few things.
她从来都不肯改的,
and she was not willing to change herself before.
她不服气改, 她想你也是这么多毛病,
and because before she said I wouldn't change because you are like that as well.
她发现她现在居然会被她 照着他先生所夸奖的去过那样子的生活,
but now she felt marvelous that she wants to live a life according to what her husband said.
比如说从前先生是骂她说你看看这个浴室常常搞得这么脏都不洗干净,
and her husband will yell at her before, hey, look at this bathroom, so filthy.
她从来不想去洗它,
and she did not want to wash it.
而当她的先生这些日子开始改口夸奖称赞她是一个贤妻良母的时候,
but when the husband began to commend her and praise her how good she is doing,
她真会去想什么叫做贤妻什么叫做良母,
and then she want to act accordingly as well, what is to be a good wife and a nice mother.
所以她改变了,
so she want to change herself.
有一天她发现她又改变得更多,
and one day she discovered she has changed quite a bit.
因为她很少夸她的先生,
and because seldom she praised her husband.
有一天从她的口中也出来夸奖她先生的话,
and one day she even praised her husband.
弟兄姊妹,这就是我,其实这是一个很简单的故事,
and this is a simple story.
我们今天基督徒里面有主的生命,
and we Christian has Christ's life in us.
基督是我们的生命,
Christ our life.
我们比世人更有本钱 过一个不平凡的生活,
and we now have the capital to live an uncommon life.
这个世代所谓的平凡, 所谓的潮流,
and the commonality and the trend of this world,
我们在这个生命的里面, 我们都不受它的辖制,
and we know if we are living in the life of Christ, we are not bound by them.
因为我们里面有主耶稣做我们的生命,
and because we have life of Jesus Christ in us to be
alive. 神已经将这生命和敬虔的事情指示了我们,
and God has instructed us in the things of life and godliness.
他借着他的儿子用他的荣耀和美德招了我们,
and by his son he is calling us in his glory and his virtue.
叫我们既脱离世上从情欲从肉体来的败坏,
and so that we may be delivered from the corruption and the lust of flesh.
使让我们得以与神的性情可以有份,
and so that we may become partakers of God's divine nature.
好让我们可以在各处彰显因认识基督而有的馨香之气,
and so that we may manifest the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Christ in every place we go.
那个路很简单,
and the way of it is simple.
我们伏在十字架的底下,
one needs only to submit himself underneath the cross.
而且非常积极、甘心、喜乐的把自己交在死地。
And also willingly enjoy and positively put himself on the place of death.
使基督的身可以显明出来。
In order for the life of Christ to live forth.
因为死在我们身上发动，身就在别人身上发动。
Because death works in us and life in others.
我们最后唱一下278首，我们结束了。
Let us sing hymn 278.
神的祷告
and to pray a deeper prayer before our God.
主啊，愿你的美丽从我身上可以显现出来。
Oh Lord, let your beauty be revealed through me.
同样的，当弟兄们唱的时候，姊妹们在主的面前也是这样子迫切的祷告。
Likewise, while the brothers are singing and ask the sisters to pray.
圣经上说，神对我们所说的道，常常对我们没有带来帮助和祝福。
And the Bible says that oftentimes the word of God did not come to be helpful to us.
因为我们没有用信心与所听见的道调和起来。
And because we did not take it by faith and to mix it with our lives.
因为我们常常光听到，我们却不肯行道。
Because so often we only hear it, we are not willing to do it.
当你在主的面前许心愿的时候。
And when you make a vow before the Lord.
同样也求主量一个人在你的心中。
And we ask the Lord to give you one person in your heart.
或是量一个心愿和态度在你的心中。
Or a vow of attitude in your heart.
让我回去以后，我愿意在这件事情上常把自己交在实地。
And so that when you return from here, then you want to put yourself in the place of death.
我要看见神的生命和祝福从他的身上彰显出来。
And because you desire to see God's life and His beauty to be manifested through you.
找一个人死给他看。
Find one person in your heart, and then you will die for him to see.
让生在他的身上被显明出来。
And so that life may be revealed in you.
我们请姊妹们先唱，弟兄们都在主的面前认真的祷告。Thank you. 但愿的这个祷告和心愿。
Lord, only we, not only we have a desire to pray,
也有最后一句话的那个直至的事实和见证从我们里面出来。
That may this hymn become our testimony and to live out to us.
我们一起低头，我们有些祷告。
Let us bow to pray.
弟兄姊妹可以随着圣灵的感动带我们有些祷告。
And brothers and sisters, please lead us in prayer through the Spirit.